Yeah, good morning, Joe. Senator Manchin's announcement came with less than an hour's notice to the White House. And the announcement means the ambitious package pushed by President Biden to improve education, the social safety net, and deal with climate change is all but dead. On Fox News Sunday, Manchin portrayed himself as someone who tried in good faith to go along with his fellow Democrats.
I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there.
Now, that prompted an outraged response from the White House, where Press Secretary Jen Psaki issued a statement blasting Manchin for breaching his commitments to President Biden and his colleagues in Congress. She said just as Senator Manchin reversed his position on Build Back Better this morning, we will continue to press him to see if he will reverse his position yet again to honor his prior commitments and be true to his word. Now, Manchin is a Democrat who represents a conservative state where President Biden lost to former President Trump by more than 30 points. And he said the Democratic bill pushed sweeping changes to American society would cost too much money and raise taxes too high. Now, the bill would include a monthly per-child cash payment of up to $300 for most parents, child care funding, universal pre-K, and Medicare hearing benefits. It would also commit more than $500 billion to fight climate change. Now, many of Manchin's fellow Democrats vented their frustration with the senator on Sunday, criticizing him for not negotiating in good faith and blasting a conflict of interest through his ownership stake in a coal brokerage business as he was negotiating on those climate change measures. But bottom line, guys, it's a 50-50 Senate. Democrats needed every single vote to pass the bill. They didn't get there, but Senator Schumer this morning in a note out just at the top of this hour says that the Senate will, in fact, vote on Build Back Better in January, even if they don't have the votes. He said it's important for every member of the Senate to say what they feel and vote on the Senate floor where it matters, not in a television studio where it doesn't.